Today in Buffalo, New York, six Yemeni Americans appeared in federal court for a bail hearing on charges that they provided support to foreign terrorists. The government alleges that the men, all United States citizens, trained at an Al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan. Five of the six were arrested over the weekend in suburban Buffalo. A sixth was taken into custody in Bahrain. Two other men accused of being part of the same alleged terrorist cell are still at large. NPR's Jackie Northam is at the courthouse in Buffalo. Jackie, government lawyers have been making arguments before the court. What are they asking for?
They're asking that the six suspects be held without bail. They say that they're not only a flight risk, but they're a danger to the community. And they spent the last couple of hours laying out their arguments for that. They charted the route that all the six men took from Buffalo to Afghanistan. They say when they got there, they were given uniforms, code names. They were trained in automatic weapons and how to use explosives. They have, admissions by a couple of the men that they knew it was wrong, but they went anyway. One of the other things that they talked about, though, is that the men heard impassioned speeches by Osama bin Laden while they were there. One man, one of the accused, left 2 days after that, according to the government. The rest stayed on and stayed about 5 or 6 weeks to get training before coming back to Buffalo.
Much of this is already known. Is the government presenting any new evidence against these men?
Well, they are. They're giving it out in little dribs and drabs. They talk about one man, how they found guns in his house with spent shells in them. They found a cassette there entitled A Call to Jihad, which the prosecuting attorney says is highly inflammatory and contains anti-American and anti-Israeli rhetoric. There's an email that they have from that same man that he sent on July 18th of this year, so just a few months ago. It was entitled The Big Meal. The prosecuting attorney, William Hochul, said that that email indicated a planned attack on Americans involving explosives. Now, the fellow that sent it admitted that he had sent it, but he said he was just relating information that he heard. One other thing, they're talking about the money. These men, all six suspects, have a net worth of averaging about $1,000, and they either have no job or really low-paying, perhaps menial jobs. Yet one of them was able to spend $89,000 at a local casino. Another man exchanged more than $15,000 into Canadian funds. So what the prosecutor is trying to say is, look, even though they don't have money, they have access to funds. They represent, again, a flight risk or a danger to the community. There's still trouble here.
And we're waiting to hear from the defense.
Yes, we are. They've asked for more time. They're going to present their side tomorrow once they've talked to their clients because, again, this is a lot of new information coming out. They've got to be able to talk to them. They've only had a few days with their clients, so that's tomorrow.
Thanks very much, NPR's Jackie Northam in Buffalo, New York.
Thank you.